Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
There's a famous black and white picture taken moments after the bullet struck Dr. King in the neck. Witnesses pointing from the balcony where he lay bloodied to where they thought the shot was fired from. And while conspiracies remain about government and police involvement, drifter James Earl Ray was convicted of the crime and sentenced to 99 years in prison, where he later died.
Many people thought that black Americans would just rip this country apart.
Dr. Christina Greer is a political scientist and the author of Black Ethnics, Race, Immigration, and the Pursuit of the American Dream.
President Kennedy has already been assassinated, so the country's already on edge thinking about how do we treat our great leaders and what potentially could happen to them. And so I think a lot of white Americans were afraid that black Americans would burn this country to the ground. James Brown, in a famous speech after one of his concerts, calls for calm, he doesn't want people to riot. You know, there had already been some rebellions in major cities in the months and years preceding Dr. King's death. And so I think for some white Americans, they were happy, right? Finally, it happened. And then for others, I think they worried that King's dream would die along with him.
Historian Professor Joshua Brown points to that period as a time in America where it was risky standing up and making progressive arguments.
This was the point of no return for a lot of people who had hopes for change, and that the reactions that were already beginning against a lot of progressive change around issues of equality had already begun to take place. And I think that this was already seen as both symbolic and also indicative that you could not standing up was going to get you killed.
I come to say to you this afternoon, however difficult the moment,
yes, sir,
however frustrating the hour, it will not be long,
no, sir,
because truth crushed earth will rise again.
Yes, sir.
At the time of his death, King was said to be depressed, fatigued at the slow progress they were making towards social justice, while faced with the impatience of a younger generation who increasingly challenged his stance on nonviolence. Professor Brown of the City University of New York is also the executive director of the American Social History Project.
It has to be placed in the context of the fact that there have already been a number of assassinations, of course, the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and the assassination of Malcolm X, which had happened 3 years before. So there was already in the air this sort of, trepidation around public figures. But I think that King was particularly powerful because he was right at the cusp, actually, I think, of losing some of his popularity or as maybe singularity as a figure.
The work the 1964 Nobel Peace Prize recipient was involved in was stressful, to say the least, in the face of hate, discrimination, and intolerance across the United States. He also began to broaden his message to demand economic justice, not just for black people, but for downtrodden people everywhere.
Just for what it's worth, 3 months later, when Kennedy is assassinated, it almost clinches the notion that any public figure that is taking a stand that's a bit shocking to the establishment position is in trouble.
He also came out against the Vietnam War in a speech that drew widespread condemnation from the political class at the time, while the FBI regarded him as the most dangerous man in America.
Many persons have questioned me about the wisdom of my path. Why are you speaking about the war, Dr. King? Why are you joining the voices of dissent?
Dr. Greer, who also teaches political science at Fordham University, explains.
That's a dangerous message for people who are in power, who believe in capitalism, white supremacy, and anti-black racism, and patriarchy, if someone is trying to collectively gather up all the oppressed people around the globe from country to country to say, you know what, we can actually rise up and fight for ourselves. And then you also have the King, who really said, you know, I want to talk about wage equity. I want to talk about a living wage. I want to talk about not just jobs, but how do we sort of plant a foundation to have a real future, not just some pennies on the dollar. And that is really dangerous.
50 years later, he's among the most celebrated Americans with a national holiday in his name and the King Memorial next to the National Mall in Washington.
I think that he'd be impressed with some progress, right? Record numbers of black electeds holding electoral office across the country. Obviously, he'd, I would assume, be impressed with the fact that this country was able to elect a black president. I think he'd be really disappointed with the amount of residential segregation that still exists, segregation within educational systems. Even when the buildings are integrated, the classrooms are segregated. I think he'd be really disappointed with the lack of wealth that's been able to stay within black communities and sort of the institutional barriers that this country has consistently put up to make sure that black Americans are still not fully incorporated as citizens.
Professor Brown takes a more cynical view.
Martyrs are forever people who get to be old and get to contradict everything that they had, that they had stood for before, is problematic. Having said that, I've heard some people say things, well, he wouldn't have respect now because he was religious. I think that's nonsense. I think, if anything, one of the things that he was beginning to talk about, even in his last writings, was the realization that the tactics had to change, that in many ways African Americans would need to confront the necessity to create political blocks in one way or another, that there was going to have to be a much more practical politics to be involved here. Now, that might have taken away his stature. On the other hand, he might have ended up being quite effective.
The project of racial and economic equity, still very much a work in progress. I'm Sherman Brice-Bees in New York.